All right, to the field we go. Here's Cobra.
All right, practice is ended. Hey, Dave. How are you, buddy? Good to see you. Can you hang around here for a sec? 30 seconds? Okay. All right, Sean Lissamore, correct? I got your name right? I pronounced it correctly?
Yes, sir.
Okay, fair enough. Now, how old are you?
23.
You're a defensive lineman. You're almost going to be 24?
Yeah, September 11th.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Not the best of birthdays, but try to make the best of it.
How old were you when that went down? So that was 10, so you were 8th grade, 9th grade or something?
Yeah, I was turned 14. I was a freshman in high school.
Where did you go to high school?
I went to Dumont High School in North Jersey. So that was
holy crap.
Yeah. My father was in Manhattan at the time, and it was a pretty wild day. So,
wow. So, oh, my God. Did you, obviously, when it went down that morning, did you have birthday celebration planned that night? It was a Tuesday, right?
It was actually a pretty good day until that happened. I remember hearing about all that stuff around homeroom. And, you know, the first thing I thought about was my father. I went home for lunch that day. He was okay. But it took him about 10 hours to get out of the city. So he didn't get home until about 11 o'clock at night. And then he had to go back to Ground Zero and set up communications the next day. So it, it wasn't the best of birthdays, like I said. But, you know, it was definitely an experience and something I'll never forget.
So how do you celebrate your birthday now? Especially with the 10-year thing coming up. Matter of fact, there's a game that night in New York. You guys play the Jets.
Does he score chicks?
Well, you know, it's tough.
I'm sorry.
It is tough. But like I said, I try to make the best of it. I try to enjoy my birthday. It's not a great day by any means. But, you know, my parents, you know, we have a good time stuff and still celebrate it. So.
All right. What's a tattoo mean here on your arm?
Nothing without effort.
What does it say, though?
It says Taragan Iracht.
And what dialect is that?
That's Irish.
Is that what you are?
Yeah. I'm Irish, Scottish, English, and German.
You're a big hulking Irishman. Has anybody ever told you? Have you ever seen the movie Stir Crazy?
No.
You never have? You know who Gene Wilder is and Richard Pryor?
I know Richard Pryor. I know the other guy, though.
All right, you need to go do a Google search for Stir Crazy and look up the character Grossberger.
Okay.
He's a big old bald guy.
Is that a good thing?
Gross. No,
oh, yeah,
it's
you're
not.
Gonna, you're going to think that you're going to think that you are really hot when you see this guy.
Ask him if he's
getting
gross.
I'll check it out. I'll get back to you on that one.
All right, buddy. Be good. All right.
He looks like Grossberger.
What?
He looks like Grossberger?
He looks exactly like Grossberger.
Hopefully he's better at cards than Grossberger was.
That's true. Grossberger cheated. Now we're here with our old pal, David Beeler. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing good. It's good to see you, man. Last time we saw you, it was around Christmas, wasn't it?
I think I saw you at Big Daddy's.
Yeah, the liquor store. Wasn't that around Christmas, or am I mistaken?
Somewhere around there. Days go by, you know. I don't know.
Okay, so you need to answer a couple of questions, because we're always on the David Beeler watch. Mm-hmm. You are expecting a child, or you have had the child?
I'm expecting. The due date's September 7th, so less than a month away, but it could come any day. So I mean, I'm excited, prepared, and ready to bring a new life into the world. It's crazy.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
Oh, you guys found out. Are you happy it was a boy?
Of course. You know, I think every guy wants a boy, you know, just, you know, have a son to throw the ball with in the backyard, you know. But I came into reality, you know, if I had a girl.
Unless he likes Barbies.
You know, I'd probably, you know, sit down and just, I'd be overwhelmed, you know. But I'm overwhelmed as is, you know. But I'd probably get a little soft, a little sulky, you know. But it is what it is.
4 days before the football season starts, you were set to have your first child. Now, how old are you?
I'm 24.
24, that is so young. Are you mentally ready? You're really never ready. I'll just tell you that. I was 35.
35?
When I had mine.
You're starting late, man. You're starting
late. Well,
dude,
yeah, I didn't get married until I was 30.
How old are you now?
41.
You're kind of old.
I'm really effing old, you jackwagon.
My bad. I don't mean to bring up a sensitive subject. But.
Well, it's certainly not. Don't get brought up that much, but when you bring it up, it makes me feel like crap. But thank you.
I apologize. Yeah, I'm starting a little young for the with the reproductive phase.
You know what, dude? This reminds me, because it was literally a year ago at training camp when we were talking about your girlfriend, and you were talking about the method that you used.
The infamous interview, yes. The method that I use doesn't necessarily work. Against popular belief,
I believe Dave referred to it as the Pulowski method.
That's Pulowski, Russian.
Yes,
Pulowski.
That is correct. That is correct.
So it failed you.
Not doctor approved. That's for sure.
No, it's not. No, it's not. There are several things that are not doctor approved. Well, how's your? Are you? Did you marry her yet? Or are you guys going to get married?
Down the line. Yeah. I mean,
how's she holding up? She doing okay? Has it been a tough pregnancy for her or anything?
You know, it's her first, so we kind of didn't know what to expect, you know, just kind of, you know, flying by the seat of our chair, you know, but figured on the run, and it's good. My mom's actually staying in town to help help Brittany out with, you know, putting the room together, putting Bryson's room together, and
already got the name, huh?
Yeah, Bryson Alec Beeler. It's
nice.
Yeah, quite the you know, I'm not a fan of necessarily common names. Yeah. So Bryson is not too common, you know. I know a few, and you kind of base your names off of people you know. And I think two Brysons, they're pretty cool kids. So.
Fair enough. Now, how old's your girlfriend?
25.
Okay, you guys the same age. All right, so how's it going out?
She's a year older. You know, I go after the Cougars.
Oh, yeah, she's a real cougar at 25. All right, so how's the competition going with you and old Dan out here?
It's good. You know, I started off a little rusty at first, you know, in training camp, but slowly but surely knocking off the rust and getting ready for the season, and just got to put the ball through the pipes, you know, every chance I get, and show the guys I can do it.
How'd you do today?
I kicked before just me, Dan, and Chris Boniel. I did pretty well. Did a little kickoffs, and I was booming the ball. Tweaked my hip a little bit, so I didn't get the chance in the 2 minute period to go out there and kick. But
hey, Chris Boniel,
you know, get a little treatment on it. It'll be all right.
Is Chris Boniel a pain in the ass?
No, Chris Boniel's a great guy. I mean, he's definitely helped me out a lot, and you know, fundamentally, mentally, everything, you know, all the above. He's Cowboys' best kicker, you know, in history. He's most consistent, you know, so there's a lot I can learn from him, so I'm just trying to be a sponge and absorb it.
Was his nickname Boner when he was playing?
Boner.
I'm not sure about that. I can't necessarily
What's something you can ask?
I could ask Chris that, yes, and it probably will happen. Yes.
I mean, yeah, I mean, he's a little bit younger than me, too, so he may be considered an old guy, and that's a perfect old guy question.
No comment.
All right, Dave, well, you know we're pulling for you. It's good to see you, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Good luck with everything. Good luck with the kiddo.
Hey, thank
yeah.
you. Appreciate it.
Right on, bro. Kiddo. And, well.
There you go. Wireless rules.
This, you can't imagine how different this is than in San Antonio. Because, dude, this place empties out.
Well, this was poor timing on our part, too. So, but when we were in break, it was just like a sea of players that you could have picked from.
Well, yeah, I had to call Sean Lissamore.
Yeah.
He was walking in the tunnel.
Yeah, that was awfully nice of him to hang with that.
Well, what does he have to do?
Well, nothing, but still.
You want to talk to
Gene? He also doesn't have to talk to you.
You want to talk to Gene and see how the pregnancy's going?
Oh, God. Uh-huh. He's got no use for her anymore.
No, she needs to go to the island.
Mike is we're on the air. So don't curse. Oh, don't okay. don't that's be that totally sailor nice. That you are. There's two things I have to talk with you about. One, of course, the child. Which how are you feeling?
Good. Feeling excellent. Craving tequila.
Are you really?
Yeah, I am, seriously.
Why tequila?
I want a margarita so bad.
Oh,
like a little
yeah.
lime, a little salt. I mean, I even Googled to see if people drink tequila while they're pregnant, you know, and where tequila is made in Mexico, and I couldn't find anything definitive.
You can have a nice glass of wine, though, can't you?
Every now and then, yeah. Yeah.
Like maybe a bottle a night?
I've tried that, too, and it didn't quite work so well. No, I'm kidding. Totally, I don't want any more morbidity rates.
No. Now, Mike is very upset, because you know that he likes you the way you were, unpregnant.
He likes the untainted body.
Yeah, he does.
It's gonna get back, I promise.
You're gonna snap back quick.
You know that.
Yeah.
What?
That's what they all say.
Staying in shape.
That's what they all say.
Okay. All right. Second point, which you can't join us on this trip, but here in 3 weeks, you know where I'll be.
Pearl Jam. Oh, you're killing me. Oh, that's right.
Yes, the 20-year anniversary up in Wisconsin.
God, you're going to have so much fun.
I know. I'm going to send you texts.
Oh, you got to send pictures, too.
I will. I'll send photos. I'll send everything.
Did you do the 20 Club thing? Did you do all that?
Yes.
Oh, and you've got good tickets, don't you?
I might have good tickets.
Corby, oh, my God.
I'll keep you updated, though. It'll be good.
And do the cell phone camera so I can send the video thing.
I'll send all of it.
Oh, my God.
And when I'm backstage with Eddie eating porridge, I'll let you know, too.
Drinking his wine.
Right, and his tequila.
Oh, you're killing me.
All right, go take care of your baby. You shouldn't be out here working in this environment. You're sweating.
She needs to go to the island.
I smell. Yeah. No, I'm all good.
By the way, have you had any problems physically? Have you been vomiting or anything like that?
I'm all good.
Nothing bad?
First 2 months were bad. I mean, if you care about this, honestly.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I do.
First 2 months, I was really nauseous.
Ask her that.
No, don't.
Bad, but knock on wood, it's been
come on,
okay so
that.
Far. Two
knock on wood's left. What got you there, hon.
All right, sweetie. Be good. We'll talk to you soon.
And you are Gina?
Gina. Hey, what's up?
How come you wouldn't ask her if she's been queefing?
Dude, good Lord.
Seriously?
Michael.
She's a colleague, and more importantly,
a friend.
She's a friend. Friends don't ask friends about their queefs.
Of course they do. Well, look at this. This thing's over now.
Yeah.
God.
It's pretty awesome, huh, Shoopney?
Pretty awesome, Shoopney. No, actually, it's not awesome at all.
Well, look, it's a valuable lesson to learn on day one at training camp within the stadium. God, we had like a 9/11 interview, too. I didn't know that.
Gosh.
I didn't get that guy over there knowing that, obviously.
And the whole time Mike wants you to ask him about girls.
Yeah, does that get you girls? Does your 9/11 birthday get you laid? God.
I was trying to get you back on track.
Well, okay, great way to get me on track.
Here's John Elway.
All right, who's that girl walking there in front of you?
Dude, no. She's a little heavy for you, Mike.
He doesn't mind.
She looks all right for me.
She's a worker here at the stadium.
His favorite movie is Chunky Crammers.
That's true. I think it's Chunky Crammers 2, actually. All right, well, party on. I'm coming up.
So that's it?
Great.
No more?
I'm coming up.
Really
hey,
enjoyed your work.
Dude, we got
I'm
two
serious,
good interviews.
It was good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Unlike E-News.
God.
All right. I liked E-News better than this myself. That means it's about time for fun with a wireless microphone. And that means that the Cobra steps front and center.
Yeah, don't expect...
Cobra,
don't,
do you have us?
I have you. I'm down here on the field right now.
Cobra! You're sitting on your ass down there on the bench.
Right.
He's resting. He's tired.
I had to stand up for a long time today, Mike, so I just thought I'd take a little rest down here. Yes, it's me. It's me, Mr. Calvin Watkins. Thank you. Yeah, the media's down here. We're all lined up. We are ready to attack and interview and figure out what is going on with the Cowboys this year. Is right. Romo the guy to lead him to a
yes.
championship?
Can he do it for us this
Can
year?
Can Felix Jones stay healthy? Is Sean Lee the answer at middle linebacker? Can
Where does Keith Brooking fit in on this team?
Where is Abe Elam's head at right now? Coming all the way over from another team, I just don't know if a guy like that is ready to be a Dallas Cowboy. You know what it takes to wear a star on your helmet, Michael?
It takes exceptional in every aspect.
It takes the commitment of 1,000 chimps to
That's
have
right.
that. You've got to be ready.
Another thing we wonder is Kai Forbath ready for this?
Who's that?
He's a kicker from UCLA.
Yeah, I don't know much about him. Why is he here? They have two kickers.
To provide competition. Because, you know, the more competition you have, the better. Competition makes all of us better, Corby. Did you know that?
Yeah, I do know that. I'm very aware of that. But they're doing these stretches that don't seem to be doing a lot of good, that you did when you were in fifth grade and you really couldn't figure out why you were doing it then, and I'm sure they're trying to figure out why they're doing it now. I'm trying to pinpoint someone to talk to. I don't really know who it should be today, because remember...
Find girls.
Yesterday, when...
What's wrong with that?
When the whistle blew...
What's wrong with that suggestion?
There aren't any.
Yesterday, when the whistle blew,
You're
these guys got out of here immediately, because there's nothing to slow them down. There's not as much media down here as there were in San Antonio.
Well, the problem yesterday was we were in commercial when they let out, so you couldn't get anybody.
Well, I did. I got two people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Look what you had to do to just accomplish that.
I had to yell at a guy and then ask another guy if he could wait around for 3 minutes.
All right, now they're bringing it in. They're bringing it in. They're standing on the star out there.
They're going to pray.
Oh, this what a great moment this is for all these players, especially those who have no chance of making the team. They're getting to stand on the star.
What an honor.
Okay, now, one thing that I don't like about Jason Garrett... Mm-hmm. Is the fact that he wears those silk pants. He doesn't wear shorts. He wears long pants.
Got to be comfortable when you coach.
I know. That's why you should wear shorts. Everybody else is in these coaching shorts. He's in blue linen leggings.
I think he needs to wear jorts.
Dallas Cowboy jorts.
Yes, I think there needs to be coaching jorts.
Jorts.
It should be a Cowboys trademark thing. A Cowboys authorized piece of equipment.
Who's 54?
That gets Randy them more White. In touch with their fans.
Kenwin
Who's 54?
Cummings.
Who?
Kenwin Cummings.
Oh, that's a guy they kind of like, right?
Do they?
Where do you go to school?
Wingate.
Good gravy. All right, we're pinpointing Kenwin Cummings for the interview today.
You can also go for Mike Balogun, too.
That's Mike Balogun.
Oh, Balogun.
Balogun.
He's a Sooner, and he has got a great story. You want to talk to him? Because he really does have a good story. What number is he?
You're a Sooner, Mike.
I want to find girls.
What number is he, Ty?
Ken Baloney.
He is 55.
55. Seven, no. Is he blue or white?
Blue. Talk to Alex Daniels. He's got a great story, too.
What is it?
You don't know that. You have no idea. You know anything about one guy on this team.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I do. I'm telling you. How about Bruce Carter? Talk to him.
The North Carolina kid?
Yes.
I don't know if he has a great story like
He's
Mike Balogun. Hey, here's Sean Bass.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, Sean. I thought you were on vacation, buddy.
I just got back today. Hi, Snake.
When'd you get in?
Got in late last night.
You don't look very good.
I don't feel very good.
What's up with that, Shuby?
So Colorado with fits, huh, for 4 days?
Yes, four amazing days.
Good.
Outside.
Lord.
The majesty of Colorado. It was unlike anything else.
Did you zip line?
Zip line, rafted, hiked, went up Pikes Peak, ran out of gas.
Oh, no. Well, I'd love
to
talk to
weed?
You more, but... Yeah, did you run out of weed?
No, we never ran out of that. We're in Colorado.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's legal there.
All right, now they're doing this thing where they get off into groups again, so you're going to have to focus on somebody.
Okay, seriously, what number was Mike Balogun?
55.
Oh, my God,
He's
dude.
He's so defeated.
What's wrong with you?
He wants
panty waist?
So we're going to talk to another Sooner, huh?
Which one have we talked to so far this year?
None.
Oh, that's right. Not any. Sorry
yeah,
for
we
yelling.
Did too.
No, we didn't.
Talk to Bud Wilkinson. Find girls.
Wait a minute.
We talked to Charles Thompson.
Hey, man. You got a quick say?
Sure.
You have the most amazing mustache I've seen in quite some time. Name in college?
Andrew Sandejo, Rice University.
Oh, you went to Rice?
Yes, sir.
Fabulous. Now, you're a fresh-faced rookie?
No, it's actually my second year.
Second year? How old are you?
23.
Okay, and what spawned the mustache?
You know, it's just one of those things. You gotta keep people on their toes during training camp. So
how does that keep people
out
on their toes?
Mustache and,
all right, describe
it.
Describe the mustache.
It is. He really resembles Freddie Mercury, the lead singer of Queen. Like, you know who he is?
Yeah, actually, after our game on Thursday, I was out eating with my family, and this guy came up to me and said, "Hey, man, I like Queen, too." And I didn't know what he was talking about at first, and then I thought about it, and I was like, that guy just made a Freddie Mercury resemblance comment right there.
Dude, you look, I mean, it's scary, actually.
Does he have
because
the buck teeth?
You have, like, the forehead, the haircut, everything, and now the mustache.
Yeah, I've also gotten Ron Jeremy, too. So, I mean, I guess either one of those two, but...
Those two couldn't be any polar opposite. One might like the other, but the other one might not like the other guy.
Yeah, I'd rather not be like either one of them. I'd rather just be like myself. So,
okay. So he's been 2 years with the Cowboys.
Now at Rice, you have to be a Mr. Smarty Pants to get into Rice. What kind of grades did you have in high school?
I had good grades, obviously. I was in the top 10% of my class.
SATs.
SATs. I don't really remember, but
yeah, you do.
No, I really don't. But it was good enough to get in, I guess. So.
Did you get out? Did you graduate?
I did.
So you have a degree from Rice in what?
Sport management and business.
Who was the coach?
Okay,
there?
You better stick with football then, because that doesn't sound like it's getting you anywhere.
Yeah, that's. I picked sport management and business because when I first got there, I thought I was going to be an engineer, And then I realized how hard all those classes were going to be, and I was like, you know what? I want to pass. I want to graduate, so I'm going to stick with sport management and business.
Now, are you aware of, you probably hadn't been in Dallas for that long. Are you aware of the Cedar Springs, Oaklawn area?
Not really.
Okay, because you would be kick-ass over there right now.
With that mustache. I mean,
with your mustache.
Oh, yeah? So you're saying I should probably go over there?
Dude, you would rock some people's worlds over there right now. You need to go over there. Cedar Springs and Oaklawn.
Who was it
with last
year? I'm
all about rocking people's worlds. That's what I'm trying to do on a day-to-day basis.
Ask about the UFL.
Just shock people, keep them on their toes.
Now, you played in the UFL, correct?
I did, yes, sir.
With whom?
With the Sacramento Mountain Lions.
Who was the coach?
Wow, who was the coach of those guys?
Dennis Green.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he ever yell at you?
He did. He yelled a lot.
You ever had like a freak-out moment like he did on TV that one time?
You know, he did have a couple of times where he wouldn't be saying anything. He'd just be standing there on the sideline, and then he'd walk two steps on the field and just blurt something out, yell at someone, and then he'd just step back and just continue standing there. So, but he was old school coach, you know, real hard nose. So it was a good time.
Now, how many guys on the Rice squadron, was Rice integrated?
What?
What do you mean?
When you were there?
Was it integrated?
Yeah. Were there black guys on your team?
Yes.
Lots of them?
Yes, there were.
Many?
I mean, I didn't really count, but I'd say it was pretty even ratio.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now, what about the lady situation down there at Rice? Were there many hot girls at all? Were they all like kind of frumpy with the college sweatshirts and
nerds?
Kind of something you wouldn't want to take home to mom.
You know, they say that 9 out of 10 girls in Texas are pretty, and the 10th one goes to Rice.
Well done.
Awesome.
They also say that, I don't even know if I can say this right now.
But go ahead.
Say whatever you want.
It's the season of the ticket.
Rice University is the place where boners go to die.
Is it true?
There are a few sleepers. You know, sometimes if you're always on the south side of campus, you might go to the north side of campus one day, and you might see something, and you're like, whoa, we got a closet one over here. She just came out of nowhere. Who is that? You know, you try to get some info, dig her up. But the athletes at Rice actually are really, really good looking, and they're all smart, and they're athletic. So those are the, you know.
Did you get a couple of those?
You know, I can't really speak to that. You know, I don't want anybody to know my personal situation, but, you know.
Are you dating one of them now?
Negative. Negative.
You dating anyone
anybody?
Now?
Negative.
That's why you got to go to Cedar Springs in Oakland.
All right, well, I might have to check that out.
Go to Hunkies.
You know,
what about the baseball players?
All right, man. Be good. It's good talking to you. Enjoyed it. Yeah.
What a nice fella. And he had jokes.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
Sendejo. Yeah, Andrew Sendejo.
I'm going to be rooting for that guy.
He really looked like Freddie Mercury?
Oh, my God. He looked identical to Freddie Mercury.
Does he have kind of the rabbit teeth? And
48.
48. Isaiah Greenhouse.
New fullback.
No, linebacker.
That's what I meant.
Northwestern State.
Oh, we talked to him, remember? Didn't we talk to a guy from Northwestern State?
I don't think so.
I don't remember.
We didn't?
No, I don't think we did.
Isaiah Greenhouse?
No, I don't think we did.
Okay, I think
well, go up to him and see if he remembers you.
Okay.
Say, do you remember me?
Okay. Tell him you're the snake. Say, I'm the snake. Do you remember me?
Okay. Let me just wait. He's talking to somebody right now.
Who's he talking to?
Here he comes. Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
You remember me?
Yeah.
You don't remember me, do you?
Did you ever get that girl number? Was that you?
That was me. Yeah, I was looking for a girl. What? What are you talking about?
That wasn't you?
No, I wasn't looking for a girl's number, was I? Did you get? You got no one for me?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, Isaiah, I thought we had talked to you before, but I guess we hadn't. You're from Louisiana, small town Louisiana, right?
Yes, sir.
What town?
Marksville, Louisiana.
Okay, see, it sounds familiar.
Yeah,
we
did, because we asked him True Blood questions.
Yeah.
We asked him about vampires.
Yeah, now you're back here in the city. Is this the first time you visited the Metroplex before?
Yes, sir.
What do you think of it so far?
I love it, man.
Have you been to a place called Chili's?
Chili's? Out here? Or just period?
Oh, there's more?
Chili's, yeah. I mean, talking about a restaurant?
Yeah.
Chili's, a restaurant?
There's more than in Dallas?
In Dallas? I don't know.
So Chili's is not exclusive to this area?
Nah, I know where I'm from. It's got one in a town called Alexandria. Mm. They have a Chili's out there that I always go to.
All right.
What about Cheddar's?
Yeah, Cheddar's. You familiar with Cheddar's?
No, I haven't been to Cheddar's.
All right, well, you need to, it's Brady James, and he does not like us at all, okay? Now, have you had a chance to go out and do anything fun, or has it just been all practice?
It's been all practice and studying plays, trying to learn everything.
Is studying football akin to studying, like, in school? Is it easier for you to pick up than, like, learning Algebra 2 or chemistry or something like that? Do you find football to be more your speed?
Yeah, it should be, because it's something you love doing. In school, you really don't love doing algebra, so you're not going to really, be really interested in
what kind of grades did
into
you make?
It, really. So being that, it's football, it's your job, so you love doing it, so it makes it easier because you want to do it.
Have you ever farted and jumped off sides?
What kind of grades did you make in high school and college?
Ask him.
I was a C student, B student.
C student, B student. Was your mom happy with that?
No, she wasn't, because she always knew I could do better.
Right, exactly.
So I was a bit, I was a slacker a bit,
Okay, all right. You ever smoked meth?
No.
Did you ever fart?
Right, would you
off
ever
sides?
Ask him?
No.
Ask me if
wouldn't
you
do it.
Would jumped off
no,
sides?
I wouldn't.
Okay. All right. Well, that's just a test we were given.
Did you ever fart?
Hang on, I'm getting a question from the audience up here. What?
Have you ever farted and jumped off sides?
Have you ever farted and jumped off sides?
Have you ever farted and jumped off sides? No.
Oh. Never?
Never.
You ever jumped off sides and then farted?
No, but I've jumped off sides.
Like it's a double sneak attack.
It had nothing to do with a fart.
Has he ever been at a big pileup?
All right, man.
Got a fart on him?
Thanks, Isaiah Greenhouse. Quit your obsession with farting. What was your last question? Has he ever been in a big pile?
A big pile up and had a guy fart on him.
Unbelievable. All right, what time we got here? Just give me the time.
5:12.
Okay.
Are you having a good time right now?
No, I really
I don't
am.
Think I
really
he
am.
Is.
Hey, Elf. I am having a good time.
All right, here comes our guy.
Who?
Dwayne Harris.
Where?
He's out on the field. He's at the 35-yard line. And
oh, number 16?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? What was that?
Shoopy? Black man.
Hey, Dwayne. You got a quick sec?
Jesse, not Dwayne.
Oh, Jesse. Way to go, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. God. How embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
That away, roster boy.
That went well.
Appreciate the help there.
Yeah, he's 14. I'm sorry.
I'm Jesse, not Dwayne.
Oh,
not all black guys with dreadlocks look alike.
Oh,
but guess who he'll remember? Me.
Yeah, like you're ever going to see him again.
I am. I'm going to see him tomorrow.
Maybe the next quarterback bowl you will.
I'm going to see him tomorrow. Okay, who's 32?
Let's see.
Blue?
Orlando Scandrick.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. There you go.
The big O. I don't know what he's doing. He's waiting around on the bench. Okay, now what's...
Well, go ask him what he's doing.
What was the guy's name? The guy from Rice that we talked to? What's his name?
Sendejo.
Sendejo?
Andrew.
Let's see. Andrew Sendejo.
Andrew Sendejo?
Yeah.
Hey, Orlando, does Andrew Sendejo look very odd to you with that mustache?
Nah, that's just Drew, man.
That's it?
Yeah, that's Drew, man.
You approve of it?
Man, Drew making plays right now. Drew can...
Oh, he's calling him
mullet if you want to right now.
So does he go by Drew?
Nah, I mean, that's what I call him. I'm proud of him. I mean, he looks very well. I mean, he looks great, man. I mean,
does he really?
Yeah.
A guy that may make the team?
That's not my decision. I don't know if he may make the
team. What if it were your decision, Big O?
It's not going to be my decision.
Big O.
I don't know how that's 53 people. That's not a lot of people.
O-Scan.
Now, what do people call you nickname-wise the most? Big O? Scan?
You call me O.
Drick?
No. Just oh.
Not Drick.
No Drick.
No, man.
Big Drick.
Ask him if he's ever been in a big pileup and had somebody fart.
All right. See you later, Orlando. He just walked away.
Big Drick.
The Big Drick.
So you've sufficiently pissed everyone off, haven't you?
Yeah. Boy, I'm really freaking pissed at you, birthday boy, about Jesse Holly and Dwayne Harris.
Hey, Dwayne. Not Dwayne.
Not Dwayne.
Jesse Holly, Dwayne Harris, Dwayne Harris, Jesse Holly.
All right.
I mean, who's to say?
Well, that was wildly successful.
Good job, Corby.
Find some girls down there.
That was great. There aren't any.
Oh, they're all over the place down there.
Okay. Gina, who we talked to yesterday.
Gina.
What about the one in the Black out there? Who's she?
She works for a competing radio station, Mike.
Has she put on weight recently?
How about the one in the white? The blonde in the white.
She's a reporter. God, you are...
What?
I swear, anything...
I'm just trying to find some way to pull this segment out of the ditch.
Oh, trust me. It's been pulled out of the ditch. And if you were on the field, you would have had a heart attack and died about 20 minutes ago.
But I'm not. I'm
yeah,
here.
I know. You're up there lobbing grenades from the peanut gallery.
That's right.
The jackass you are.
I'm helping.
Go, yeah, you are. You yeah. really are. You are.
Is that the homeless guy with the great voice?
He's not helping at all. He's making things worse. Where do you think I'm getting this stuff?
Well, I can hear him, too. You're not getting it all from him.